A botanical look at lavender can quickly get the looker into a horticultural hubbub, since there are at least 28 species in the genus Lavandula. A quick look at its history shows native roots in the Mediterranean, where hot sun and dry soil suited it to a T for producing aromatic oils that were originally used medicinally. However, lavender got its name from the Latin verb lavo, meaning to wash, and it has long been associated with cosmetic uses. I find it ironic that an herb named by a Roman civilization that was renowned for public baths, ceremonial cleansings, and sophisticated waterworks was most highly used by a later civilization that heralded the unwashed and unclean and avoided bathing as if it were the plague. Indeed, many of the crowned heads of Europe in a supposedly enlightened era believed water to be a major carrier of disease, and they were probably right, as most public waterways were contaminated by raw sewage. Hence the need for something to mask the smell of a body that never bathed, and hence the proliferation of Lavandula augustifolia, in forms called Spanish lavender, French lavender, and the current popularity winner, English lavender. In the 1500s, an additional reason for the rampant aversion to bathing had to do with the high cost of producing soap. In 1562, 4 pounds of harsh, gray, oily soap cost as much as a whole pig. Lavender water was relatively inexpensive to produce, and sprigs of lavender were sold by the handful in an effort to deodorize clothing and bedding. Hence, lavender became an affordable herb for many, and a resident in every cottage garden. The art of extracting oils and creating perfumes required more skill, and the costs of those products reflected the olfactory artist's labors as well as the prized oils that were a necessary part of his trade. Fashion hysteria also got into the act, as the dirty linen of society was literally aired in public with a good dousing of the latest scent from London or Paris. Lavender was a key ingredient, being less costly than Egyptian frankincense or other exotic oils that had traveled the spice route from the Far East. Lavender's affinity for the hot sun and chalky soils of the Mediterranean makes it a natural for success in our part of the world. Once planted, it asks for little and will give back its most potent smells if watering is sparse and nutrients are hard won. If you want it to stay a while, it will need some protection in winter, as, like rosemary, it is a tender perennial. I've found that planting in a protected area or blanketing the roots with heavy mulching will get it through most of our high plains winters. You may find some dieback on the upper branches, but cutting back to 3 or 4 inches above ground will produce multiple buds that will soon give you a lavender shrub that will grow and flower to 2 or 3 feet in height. It also is an excellent plant for patio pots and walkway edgings. The scent of lavender leaves and flower stalks is one of the joys of summer, so plant it where it can be jostled and pinched and handled. The smell of lavender has a calming effect and is often used as a sleep aid or a room sachet. Indeed, during these sometimes stressful times, every garden and gardener should have a touch of lavender.